Hello and welcome to an episode of Words Make Sentences. It's your girl O. How you doing? How you feeling? How you living? Are you blinking and breathing simultaneously? Because I get it. It is quite the struggle these days in these streets. But I'm glad that you made it. I'm glad you've arrived because I am doing my best to show up as well. So, let's just get right into it because I have a lot to say and I'm standing for a lot of things. Now, what soapbox am I standing on? Many. This episode, I'm starting a plethora of petitions, but I'm giving myself an X amount of time to talk about the ones that are near and dear to my heart. So let's get the list rolling. Now, with this petition journey, I've lived many lives, whether they're current or past, but something that I've realized is that there's a lot of stuff going on and I'm tired of waiting for people. So I'm gonna start doing it myself. Let's knock out some of the heavy hitters that I have on my mind on the forefront. I want to start with the United States. We can cut back on some of the states. I mean, there's just states on shuffle. I'm just saying. One of the first petitions I'm writing, let's make North and South Dakota, Dakota. Why? Because why? Like, why are there two? And another example, North Carolina, South Carolina. Let's just make it Carolina. I don't understand. It's not like North Carolina and South Carolina were where the Mason-Dixon line were drawn. It's not the same for North Dakota or South Dakota. And I mean, since we're here, let's reattach West Virginia to Virginia. The why? What was the point? And then it's not like, there's just no point. Let's shrink. I feel like there's just too much gerrymandering on a major scale happening. Yes, that is my humble and unwarranted opinion, but it's warranted because it's my podcast. So I'm taking a stance. If you really think about it. And if someone can actually give me a reason, a legitimate reason, a current day reason, why there is a North Dakota, South Dakota, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia. I'm just saying. We got New York State and New York City, but they're still New York. And I know it's different because there's no like actual like North, South, East, West attached to it. Fine. So be it. You don't see everybody else walking around talking about some, oh, New York State is second Canada. I do. But I'm not just going to bid off New York State. Why? Well, I haven't thought that far, but my petition draws the line at all these broken up states with like the same name. Make North Dakota, South Dakota, Dakota. North Carolina, South Carolina, Carolina. Virginia, West Virginia, Virginia. Virginia, just reconnect it. Y'all are tripping. And since I'm here on the states, a lot of people are not gonna like me for this one. I'm okay with that. This one has been on my mind for a while, but I felt like I had to move to say it. But it's also not my state for it to be my business, but here I am on my podcast. I would like to petition to rename the state of Georgia Atlanta. I'm gonna get a lot of hate. That's all right. Here's why. There's a female rapper by the name of Amaretta. She's lit. She just came out with this song. And she was like really breaking down the cities that are not Atlanta. And I appreciate her for it. At the same time, prior to her making that song, I have run into a plethora of people. I'd be like, oh, I'm from Atlanta. It's like, oh, word, bet, what part? Well, it's like Lithonia. Lithonia is not Atlanta. Norcross is not Atlanta. Savannah is not Atlanta. And I understand Savannah is a stretch. But there are people that I've met in like Brunswick, Georgia, who be like, oh, I'm from Atlanta. No, you're not. But to fulfill the masses, let's just rename the whole state Atlanta. I'm not opposed. Why? Because it's not my state and I'm okay with that. It's fine. It's not my beef. But I'm just saying, everybody want to be from Atlanta so bad, just give them the pass. By passing this petition, you see what I did there? You picking up what I'm putting down? Come on now. If you feel me, you feel me. If you hear me, you hear me. If you don't want to hear me, listen to my past episodes. They're all really great. But come back next week because I don't know what's happening. I'm just having fun here. But I feel like we really need to start signing petitions for things.
Okay.
I guess let me get real. Let me get a little bit more serious. I was talking to one of my friends earlier, and she was telling me about, like, you know, she was nominated for an award, and I thought, I was so proud of her, and I was like, oh girl, what's the award? She was like, she was nominated for bringing culture to, like, the meetings and stuff. And I was like, cool. But then she proceeded to let me know that she's the only person of color, like, Black, Hispanic, well, non-Hispanic, honestly, but, like, the only person of color in this group, in her job. So I wanted an explanation on what they meant by culture. And she's like, oh, well, you know. And I will say, she even had a bit of a hard time explaining to me, because she had to have someone explain to her, because she was also confusion. But she was like, oh, you know, like, bringing, like, personality, like, socializing, like, it's not always dead silence when they're on the meetings. And I'm like, so they mean bringing camaraderie? And she was like, yeah, but they really like the word culture. And I was like, nah, fam, they don't have to use that word, because the word camaraderie exists. So I'm starting a petition solely for her job to not use the word culture, but to use the word camaraderie. They have 3 to 5 business months to fix that. That's sitting heavy on my heart. I don't like that. Please fix that. Moving forward, because I have other petitions. Another petition that I am going to start drafting. I was talking to another best friend of mine. She's truly my sister. I would truly be wrong if I did not clarify. She is my sister. And I love and I appreciate and I wish I could be at the forefront with those who serve, but I am not Army strong. I'm not even really built for tough. But I respect those who serve. But I wish the government had more respect for the people who served as well. Women specifically. And if you categorize yourself as a woman, please stand up and sign this petition, because I do not understand why the female uniforms for the military look the way they do. And I'm not calling out a particular branch. I'm calling all branches. I'm calling the whole tree. The whole tree. What are y'all doing? I was helping my sister try to find a uniform because she was up for a promotion. I was so proud of her. I'm like, oh my God, you gotta look sharp. Not casket sharp, but you gotta look ready. Like, I'm walking in because I'm taking it. And y'all aren't offering it, I'm taking it. It's on the table, it's mine. And one of the options, when I was looking at the mannequin, it looked like Miss Trunchbull's dress. And I ain't like that. Like, you have men and women out here serving, prime time serving, like, bringing they all. And I will say, there are some outliers who just do enough just to scathe by. I support y'all too, because you signed your name on the dotted line, not me. But that's not my beef, and that's not why I'm here. But why I am here is because, why you got women out here looking like Miss Trunchbull in these formal outfits? And then you demand that. You don't give them no other type of options. Like, oh, yeah, they could wear a skirt. Or they could wear the pants. But, like, if it's formal for them, they got to wear the Miss Trunchbull dress. Do I look Amish? Do they look Amish? And if they are Amish, what if they don't want to look Amish while they in their uniforms? They already look Amish on a day-to-day basis. Give them a break. My gosh. Do y'all need a designer? The Met Gala just passed, and a lot of people were tripping. This is not my ministry right now, but as you can see, there are a disposable number of designers. Please call one, call three. Matter of fact, call three. Give yourself some options. because clearly, whoever is on the forefront right now got to go on the far back. Somebody's got to go. Expeditiously. I am not a fan, and neither are they. But since they got to do what they got to do, I'm going to speak on their behalf. Hence why I'm starting the petition. Y'all going to see me. All right, boom. See, I told y'all I was going to get serious. I'm doing my due diligence. Don't act like I didn't put my foot down when I said I was coming with these petitions. Okay, cool. Another petition that I am going to start drafting, probably the second I'm done recording, is for us to have 3-day weekends. Oh yeah, that one is long overdue. I'm not even gonna act. I'm not even gonna, no. And everyone knows that as well. This petition is long overdue. We, as a society, were not made, developed, brought up and raised to work 40 plus hours a week. And that's, I don't even think that's really average anymore. Because there are some people that take work home. And they're like, oh, you know, I don't want to really have a load tomorrow. Like, I really just want to knock it out. I'm going to thine bed. When I walk out the office, the work stays home. My due diligence will get done tomorrow. But we are just so conditioned to just be like in angst and be prepared for something else to pop up later on that we are like rollover minutes when it comes to work. And we've gotten complacent with the concept of working 5 days out of a 7-day week. Why? I'm already working more than 50% of the time that I have to relax and regroup in consideration of like me having to do it again the next week. And then let's not forget that there are some people that work 6-day weeks. So for those who actually have a 2-day weekend, don't be hateful. Be grateful, because there are those who wish they could live that life. And I don't want to hear, oh, they could just get another job. Oh, they chose to do this. Well, why are they keeping themselves in this position? Because not everyone has it like you. So fix your face, because that's not nice. And if you have concerns for them, try to help them. Don't talk about them. Okay, cool. I was gonna say my piece. I was, and I did, and I'm glad I did. Moving forward, we should not be working more than we're resting. And now, I'm not saying invent a day. I'm saying release a day. And I will say this. Most people, they're like, oh my God, I hate Mondays. I would rather use Friday as the weekend. Now, that's something that we can talk about in the drafting room. It's fine. Everything's fine. But in my very humble and warranted opinion, let the weekend kick off Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Because if it was really up to me, any day that ends in day is a weekend. But I'm trying to be respectful, because we got to keep food on the table and we need money, honey. That's it. Okay, cool. I just wanted to let y'all know. I'm still trying to be mindful, but I'm also very serious because I'm fed up. Get it together. Ugh. Y'all, I have many petitions. Like, don't get it twisted. Your girl's coming in strong. And trust me, they gonna reach capital. Oh, they will. Why? Because I'm up the block. I can get my steps in. No shame. I stay fit and get it done. Too legit to quit. Okay, I'm not gonna quit, but I'm gonna reel it in. So yes, more petitions coming soon. Welcome back, and let's keep the petitions rolling. All right, so another petition that I'm going to start drafting one of these days, because clearly, as you've heard, I have a lineup. I petition, follow me here, that instead of people paying fines for speeding tickets and running red lights, as long as they have not endangered or hurt someone, I believe that they should do community service instead. Here's why. A lot of people are like, oh my gosh, you know, when people pay fines, it goes to the city and the government, and, you know, it pays for paving the roads for the future and building up the community. First and foremost, they take my money from taxes. Boom. And people are like, oh, I'm gonna get money on my refund. They don't give you all the money back. I'm not snitching on the government. I'm not being a conspiracist right now. It's a fact, Jack. Ain't no way. They be skimping other countries. You think they not gonna skip you? It be your own. So, with that being said, I personally feel as if we should do community service instead. Why? Because at least we can directly see an impact on the community. And if you feel like, oh, some people don't have the right mind to do community service, like direct community service, like impacting children, da da da. Clean up the highway. Pick up trash. Why? Because your driving is trash. Let what you do be a reflection of what you're trying to fix in the community. But if you feel as if you are capable of, you know, doing after school work with kids, or maybe you work late and you can't, treat it like jury duty. You know, people be getting out of work because of jury duty. I think I should get out of work because of community service. And it's a direct impact. And in addition, once the community service hours are fulfilled and satisfied, drop the charges, drop whatever, like clean slate, like keep it on document, like in an archive, but drop that. Because people be holding like others hostage with, oh, they did this when they were like an ankle years old, and now they elbow years old, and it's been 30, 40 something years since they did it. I don't understand why it's on their record either. We are literally like 2.5 generations past this. Let it go. For real. That's just my theory. That's my petition that I'm going to start. Like, it's just, I don't know. That's just me. That's where I'm at. In addition, because I know this is something that's been of conversation for a while now, I'm also going to like petition that people who are in jail for like drugs, like weed, please free them. Like, weed is like legal in mad states. And for the politicians who are like, oh my God, weed is a gateway drug, da da da. Your son is smoking weed in your bathroom. Put him in jail. Oh, but you're concerned about his record. You don't want to do that to poor little Timmy. Okay. We'll get my homeboy Bob out of jail too. What's the difference between Timmy and Bob? Nothing. Connection. DNA. And even then, that's not enough. Free my man Bob. Free everybody who's in the trenches with Bob. Y'all are haters. And besides, you know, I'm not going to choose violence. I'm going to keep it pushing. Look, that's not my ministry. I'm talking about petitions. I'm going to just keep coming up. Matter of fact, I'm gonna run this episode back, because I feel like there's going to be more petitions that are going to be submitted, and we're going to talk about them. Okay, cool. Another petition that I am going to start drafting. Please get rid of daylight savings time. And I'm tired of the whole, oh, there's been conversation about it, and I think we're really moving in that direction of getting rid of it. If daylight savings time was supposed to be a thing, we wouldn't have to touch it. It would already exist. And it's something that the man keeps trying to do. Like, yeah, it's been established for so long. Change is inevitable. We have amendments because we keep amending. We keep changing. It's called growth. Grow out of it. Like, you are not only messing with people's sleep patterns, but it's also very confusing. Why? It's like the test to see if you can tell time. And yes, I understand we're all on like analog clocks now, whatever, because people don't really know how to like read a traditional watch anymore. Fine, so be it. Nobody still want to do that. Even for the people who got to spin the side of their watch, nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to, because some people, even though it's an analog, they have to actually like hold the button down and like watch it change. And then it's not like you can go backwards. You have to change it from like AM all the way through PM.
So just get the whole thing. Get rid of it. Petition starting soon, real soon. I do have priorities with my petitions, but this is going to get written down, because by golly, we're over it. For real. Okay. Now, one petition that I'm prepared to tangent on, and yes, this is a current issue, not event, because it's been happening, it's been eventing. A current event is the petition to keep the female organ system, body, like ligaments and whatever, out of your mouth. My gosh, why are we touching Roe versus Wade? Like, why are we touching this? And yes, I do understand that I just talked about change, but the female body don't change like that. And if we do want it to change, it's our decision. If you want to change what happens with a uterus, change what happens with your uterus. Oh, you don't have one? Well, then it sounds like you don't actually have the room to talk about what happens to a uterus, because you literally do not possess one. And if you do possess one, change what happens with your own uterus. Mind your own uterine business. No one else's uterus has anything to do with you. Why are you in anyone's uteri? Why? Because I just want to understand. For all my pro-lifers. And I'm not judging your decision. Be pro-life. Go for it. But just a question. Asking for a friend. Let's say there is a mature individual who was in a sticky situation, and now they are an incubator. But we've changed the rules. There's no getting rid of it. There is no, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. You're stuck. Are you going to pay child support? Are you going to pay for diapers and daycare? Are you going to breastfeed? Because I can't, like, how do you participate? Oh, right. This don't got nothing to do with you, because you're separated from the situation. But wait, no. You're pro-life. So you have to support the life that you're pro for. Oh no. You feel like since they lay down their responsibility, but no. You should keep your choices and your decisions to yourself. There's no way, no rhyme, no reason why you should have your nose in someone else's business. Because if it was you, baby girl, baby boy, baby, you wouldn't like that. I'm just saying. And I'm actually going to be like real childish about this for the people who are in those high up positions. The people with the money, with the coins. Let me tell y'all something. The day that this episode stumble upon your ears, I just want you to know, if you dare so ban abortion rights, all of your scandals and shenanigans have to come to an end. Because don't let your side piece get pregnant. Because that's your wife business too. Oh yeah, make sure you add them to the will, baby. Oh yeah, because you had the will and the audacity to snoop into somebody else's uterus. You know, the one that you don't got. Okay, cool. Oh yeah, I went there. Why? A, because I have one, so I can speak on mine and speak in alignment with others who feel the same way as me. That's why. I wouldn't hate, because it wouldn't be my problem. But I would be so ever disturbed if somebody who was just of the high power, who was, you know, below God, because we know who authority is, but like actually be in a position where they have an infant out of their relationship and they stuck in a sticky situation. It's like, oh, but let's do it on the side. Let's do it on the table. Oh, but now we're thinking about diseases, infections, literally putting someone's life in danger. Now let's say if things go left with the procedure. Now someone is not breathing. They are livid. Oh no. Your career. It's broken. And that's your fault because you were sleeping in someone. You were literally snooping in someone else's uterus that had nothing to do with you. Or your wife. Ah. My God. The tea. The gag. The uproar. I'm just saying. So I did want to address that petition to mind your own uteri. Mind your own uteri. Because if it's not yours, why are you in someone else's business? Just be pro-choice and move on. If you choose to keep it going, cool. If you choose to not, cool. But trying to make decisions for other people, why? Are you going to step in? You know what? I'm going to dedicate and donate to a good cause because this child, oh no. I want your money. I need your participation. I need you to actually pick them up from school. I need you to develop breast milk because your girl's tired. I need you to buy them clothes. I need you to take them to the doctor. Oh yeah, because they're like, any parent knows that there are actual steps to keeping a spawn alive to thrive in this world, not to just have enough, not to be just stable, to blink and breathe at the same time. Oh no, I mean to actually survive in this country, let alone world. So, baby, mind the business that minds you, i.e. your uterus, or if you have lack thereof, mind your wife. Matter of fact, your wife has a mind of her own. Mind your business. That's it. That's the tweet. That's the violence I'm choosing today. Yes. Okay. All right. I don't think I really have any other petitions to talk on or that I need to share because I also want other people to share their petition ideas with me. If you have a petition and you feel as if it's something that needs to be started, drafted, supported, you let me know. Send your petitions to contact me at omarahdee.com. That is contact me at omarahdee.com. And thank you for entertaining my antics. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope my words made sentences.